With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Major powwow coming up Wednesday morning at the White House.
President Biden will welcome President-elect Trump back to the White House in a few days. President Joe Biden extended the invitation in a congratulatory call with President-elect Trump earlier this week.
I assured him that I'd direct my entire administration to work with his team to ensure a peaceful and orderly transition.
And that will begin this Wednesday when the two leaders meet in the Oval Office. I'm Shirley Adler.
Inflation and immigration emerging as the dominant themes in the presidential race. Democracy was also prominent in the minds of voters. Roughly half identified democracy as a very important factor. Ultimately, people who are fed up with high prices and tired of an economy that is incredibly weak demanded change when they voted for Donald Trump. Also at srnnews.com, massive volcano in Indonesia.
Indonesia's Mount Lebotobi Laki-Laki volcano is spewing towering columns of hot ash high into the air on Saturday, days after a huge eruption killed 9 people and injured dozens of others. Villager Batin Agnes tells the AP, "We ran among the falling sand and rocks. Smoke and fire continued to glow." The island's Center for Volcanology and Geological Disaster Mitigation says volcanic materials, including smoldering rocks, lava, and hot thumb-sized fragments of gravel and ash, were thrown up 5 miles into the air from the crater on Friday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A 6.8 earthquake has shaken eastern Cuba after weeks of hurricanes and blackouts, leaving many in that island nation reeling. The rumbling was felt across the eastern stretch of Cuba. No word on any major injuries or fatalities. This is SRN News. Yet more trouble for the Church of England.
The Global Anglican Future Conference is calling on the Archbishop of Canterbury to publicly repent for endorsing homosexuality. The conservative organization, which includes member churches all around the world, is concerned about Dr. Justin Welby's recent statement that homosexuality is not sinful so long as it is within the context of a gay marriage. The entire Anglican Communion has threatened to split over the issue, and Welby's comments are seen as unhelpful. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates had an undefeated record in state referendums until Tuesday, for the first time since the repeal of Roe v. Wade. Pro-lifers victorious at the ballot box, defeating abortion amendments in Florida, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of SBA Pro-Life America, says the resounding win in Florida is a momentous victory for life. This is SRN News. United Nations says nearly 380,000 people have been displaced by devastating floods in Sudan.
The UN's humanitarian agency says close to 400,000 people have been forced to leave their homes because of the flooding in South Sudan. This is adding to a long list of problems. More than half the population is badly short of food. There are frequent outbreaks of violence, and hundreds of thousands of people have fled the war in neighbouring Sudan. Climate change means ever more frequent floods are destroying crops. Meanwhile, the oil-rich country's political leaders are accused of prioritising efforts to extend their time in power over addressing the country's massive development challenges.
United Nations Security Council imposing sanctions on 2 generals in Sudan's paramilitary force for their key roles in the war against the country's military. The war has been ethnically motivated attacks and atrocities. More details, srnnews.com.